One, two, three, four.
Bienvenue à la salade de chant avec Shannon et Scott.
Je suis Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
Je suis écrivaine professionnelle et votre... merde. Je sais pas le mot pour lyricist, but I'm your resident lyricist.
And I'm a professional musician and your resident composer.
En effet.
As an ensemble.
we toss up a new song each week.
Using a random music genre.
And a random topic.
That's right. Using our proprietary, patented, prêt-à-manger industrial strength salad sprinter, we randomize over 500 music genres.
And hit the random article button on Wikipedia to get our topic.
Tell our listeners what we did last week, Shannon.
We wrote a mumblecore song. Mumble rap? Mumblecore.
SoundCloud rap, I guess, was the real suggestion.
Yes. The suggestion from Robert, our loyal vegetarian, was SoundCloud rap, which is also kind of this like mumblecore thing.
Sure.
About an Uzbekistani competitive Olympian kayaker person. Yeah. Canoe.
Her name was Yulia Borzova.
Great. I did not remember that at all.
I just looked at it.
Okay, good.
If this is your first episode, sorry about the French.
Yeah. Sorry about the French. Sorry. It's a little bit of a mishmash at the beginning. But we are recording from, I am in Paris.
This is our first multiple time zone recording in a while.
It's true. We used to do this all the time when you were on the road, Scott.
Yeah.
And now it's me.
Now it's you. So how is the City of Lights, Shannon?
Dark.
It is. And New York is sleeping. Wow, what a turn of events.
Woo, 2020, everything's on its head. It is dark and quiet here.
Okay.
The area where my temporary apartment is an area in Paris called Montmartre, and it is generally speaking an incredibly busy and touristy place. It's where my company's office is, and so I have always seen it bustling and like filled to capacity. And going outside at like 6:30 p.m. and there basically being whatever the French equivalent of tumbleweeds are in the streets.
Tumbleweeds.
Sorry.
Tumble yeses.
Tumbleweeds. All of the restaurants are closed for indoor dining. You can only do takeout, but a lot of places just like aren't open at all.
Yeah.
Shops aren't open. Museums aren't open. No bars. And you're not supposed to like gather outside or be going to other people's apartments. So
right.
It is quiet and dark. And very strange, very surreal.
But hey, you're there. You made it.
I'm here. I did make it.
The City of Lights is brighter because of you, Shannon.
Oh, that's very sweet, Boo. Thank you.
Also, the American equivalent of Montmartre is Walmart in the suburbs, in case anyone was wondering.
The hottest tourist destination.
Right. It's always bustling. Yeah. And those have not shut down here, I don't think.
No, I don't think they have either. But anyway, stay safe, everybody out there. It's still wild out here.
The wild, wild west with the tumbleweeds.
Yes. Wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance, be safe.
And get your bi-weekly dose of salad from us.
Yeah, eat your veggies, people.
So we're at a regular old episode this week with a random genre and topic. Shall we get into it?
I think we should.
Let's see what's in store for us this week as we fire up the salad spinner to generate our genre and topic.
Let's go.
This week, we're writing a song in the style of
Reg Step.
About. Core. Optical fiber. So, reg step, first of all.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's like reggae and dubstep had a baby.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Which will be fun. Dubstep is a good genre for remixing any other genre, so why not reggae?
True. Electronic reggae sounds like a fun thing to take on right now. And reggae is just like generally a very positive genre. And so,
but it's also usually a like laid back genre, and dubstep I would not call laid back. So it's an interesting way to take a genre that's normally like about that kind of relaxed, like grooving feel and put it into a much more like high intensity scenario.
That's true. Yeah. I'm interested to hear some examples of how this comes together and how they make it work.
Yeah. And we have to do it about core. And then in parentheses, it says optical fiber.
Yeah, this is one of those pretty technical, I would say, articles. It's not super long, but it's basically about how they make fiber optic cables, right? Or fiber optic threads.
Yeah, so the first sentence is, the core of a conventional optical fiber is a cylinder of glass or plastic that runs along the fiber's length. So it's really, we're not learning about, like, fiber optic cables. We're just interested in the core.
We are, well, interested is maybe a strong word. We are obligated to learn about the core. So incredibly specific. I don't really know very much about fiber optics. The only thing I really know about fiber optics is that aren't they like really sharp and stuff?
Really sharp?
Like, won't they like fuck you up if you like touch them?
I don't know.
like I thought.
Like, are people mugging each other on the streets of New York with fiber optic cables now? No, is that what you're saying?
No. Like, I thought that they were like dangerous. I thought that they were like a health hazard.
Are you thinking of fiberglass?
Oh fuck, am I?
Like fiberglass insulation in your attic, how you shouldn't like touch it and breathe it and stuff.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Because it's literally just like almost microscopic shards of glass.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. That was it. I was like, yeah, if you like touch it or breathe it, it's bad.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. I think fiber optic cables are fairly innocuous.
Okay, but it's like most of the same words. It's glass core in a fiber optical cable.
Yeah.
So it's, and fiberglass is a lot of the same words.
Well, okay, maybe we can validate you here, Shannon. Let's do a quick goog of our fiber optic cables.
You're just trolling me.
Okay, let's see. It says handling fiber optic cables can result in skin injury from glass shards. And the risk increases if these are ingested, of course.
I am vindicated. I am selfish. I am wrong. I am right. I swear I'm right. Swear I knew it.
Oh, no. So I think that's just if you like... Sorry, were you saying something?
Wait, you couldn't hear me singing?
That's not good. I think that's just if you're handling like a broken fiber optic cable, because like we're saying, the core here is just the center of it, and it's usually surrounded by plastic and things. We're getting like ahead of ourselves in the research of this, but if you were handling like the glass core of a fiber optic cable, well, yeah, it's like very thin, sharp glass that could hurt you.
Yeah, you're not going to want to like cut fiber optic cables open and like touch them and stuff.
Especially if they're on, because a laser runs through it and you can burn your eyes out.
Well, I can't wait to learn more about this.
Let's go learn about reg step.
Let's do that first.
Well, we were right.
It's reggae and dubstep, guys.
Reggae and dubstep. We've done reggae before, we've done dubstep before, but let's give a little overview of each and then talk about how they're mashed together. Yeah?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Reggae is a Jamaican popular music. Originated in the 1960s, late 1960s, it became popular, and obviously the name most associated with reggae is Bob Marley.
Yes.
It is mostly rooted in Rastafarian Afrocentric culture, and it evolved into a lot of offshoot genres like Rudy Blues. We've talked about like the Rude Boys before, ska, rocksteady, dance hall, and Shannon's going to tell us about the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, there's a range in reggae, as there are in a lot of different genres of music. You have everything from like the love song or the sort of like bluesy kind of more like lament song. But then you also have the more political side of reggae, where reggae songs were used to talk about the news, current events, like social gossip and like political commentary also. And especially talking about is like part of the kind of like not free love movement of the 60s, but the one love movement in reggae. There's also like, so, you know, that kind of relates to a sort of social commentary about how we should all be together and like the kind of attitude that we want to have and as and create as a community. Like a strong relation to marijuana and drug culture in that way, which was also a culture of like sharing, giving, and relaxing, and not like a hardcore drug culture. And yeah, I think that kind of like one love and more, there's also like when you talk about Rastafarianism, a like spiritual aspect to this music too, but it kind of like all is filtered through this positive and relaxed and like warm and comforting music that reggae often is.
Yeah, and we mentioned that the beat of the music and the tempo of the music is usually relaxed. The instrumentation is usually drums and percussion, guitar and bass, and not usually too much more than that. And it's famous for the one drop beat, which I think we've talked about before, which means you just have one hit of the bass drum, one drop per bar. So usually it's on beat three of the bar. So you have one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, which gives it that kind of relaxed tempo. That's reggae.
Yeah.
And dubstep is an electronic music genre that originated in South London in the late 1990s, but has evolved up through the 2000s and today into a pretty hard-hitting electronic music genre featuring really rough synthesizer sounds. The bass lines are like the most famous thing in dubstep, and they're known as Hoover basses because they sound like vacuums. So the most famous American dubstep producer is Skrillex. And typically dubstep does not have vocals or lyrics unless it's a remix of another song.
Right. And so what we see with these regstep songs is they are generally speaking remixes of famous reggae songs. So lots of Bob Marley in regstep, even though you wouldn't necessarily say like this is a Bob Marley song.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So let's start with a Bob Marley remix. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
This is Bob Marley's Jammin' in a dubstep remix by Rotrix, I guess?
Sure.
I guess? Rotrix remix? Yeah, Rotrix. Ooh, yeah. So here's Jammin'.
It's not my thing, but I can definitely see how it's somebody's thing.
Sure. I mean, this example, and you'll hear that it's a little bit different. Some other examples we're going to play, but this one kind of preserves that laid back reggae feeling and just adds the synth textures of dubstep to it. So it doesn't really like transform the song as much as some other remixes do. But since this was a recognizable Bob Marley song, I wanted to start with this to like, you know, ease your ears into the genre.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So let's get a little harder with Skrillex and the song Raga Bomb featuring Raga Twins. Yeah, they're an English raga and jungle duo from the UK. Oh, yeah, I already said English from the UK. and they've been active since 1989. They're still active today. This song was a collaboration from 2014. Obviously, that one's a lot more hard hitting. You still get that kind of like reggae bounce in the rhythm, and you get the like vocal flow that you hear in reggae, but huge, huge dubstep synth sounds with it.
Yeah, and dubstep is, I mean, am I wrong in saying that it's like a dance genre?
No, it's definitely a dance genre. Yeah.
Yeah, like I would call it a, I know people like put it on and just kind of like rock out to it too sometimes, but like I think about it as having like a very particular club culture.
Yeah, club culture and also a music festival culture.
Yes, that is true too.
Last example is going to be Kingston Town, which I believe was originally a song by the band UB40, and this is a cover by someone named Radical Guru.
So that one, limited lyric, it's mostly like Kingston Town and like a couple other words in there too. So it will be interesting given the topic that we have, if we can find and isolate a lyric or two from an already existing song that we can then play with that like alludes to core parentheses optical fiber rather than like penning new lyrics about it.
Yeah. Now, we did go back and listen to our reggae song, which was episode 81, Soccer Time, Soccer Time.
Yes.
About the 1999 beach soccer tournament.
A reggae topic if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. So the only natural connection I can make between that song and optical fibers is sand becomes glass.
Yeah, so sand becomes glass, and then the other, and we talk about sand in the song. We say, like, the sand trying to scratch out our eyes or something.
Right.
And
the optical fiber is trying to poke out our eyes.
Yes, it's you shouldn't touch it. And then the
this is going to be Shannon's like lifelong PSA now. Hey, you know what you shouldn't touch?
Fiber optic cables. Well, the other thing that I was thinking is we have the main like hook of the song is we got a beach and we're gonna play.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking about the idea of like, well, what is, we haven't gotten there yet, but like, what is the purpose of fiber optic cables? And it's like, you can like play stuff through fiber optic cables.
True,
like they like make connections between things. So you might find them in your, you know, like television or like electronic music production things, right?
Potentially, sure.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe the like we gonna play thing we could also play with, maybe.
Okay. Why don't we just remind you all what that song sounds like too. We'll play a little bit of our original reggae song right now, Soccer Time, Soccer Time.
Life's great. A beach man. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. The sun, yeah, tried to keep us inside.
But we go to the beach and we gonna play.
Yeah, the sandman tried to scratch out our eyes.
But we go to the beach and we gonna play. 1999.
Yeah.
I also, I also just like the lyric 1999 and we're feeling fine. Like that feels like such a reggae lyric. I don't know how it like really connects to our topic, but.
Well, I do wonder when fiber optic cables became common, because I feel like it wasn't as early as 1999. I don't know.
Maybe it was, let's just say it was 1999. It's perfect. Great. We're
great.
Done.
No research needed. All right. Do you feel ready to move on?
Yeah, I think so. Let's go look more into core parentheses, optical fiber and parentheses.
Yes. So fun.
It's like truly incredible how smart people who aren't us are, isn't it?
I mean, they make the world go round, don't they?
Yeah. What are we doing?
This.
Fiddly farting around. With all of you.
Regs stepping around.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a pretty, fiber optics are a pretty incredible invention.
Yeah, we're late to the game on fiber optics, guys, I guess, but they're pretty cool.
It's just like one of those things you like use in everyday life and take for granted, because it's just like you plug it in and it works and things are transmitted and you don't really care to wonder why.
Yeah, yeah. So the difference between, help me understand, the difference between a fiber optic cable, and like a traditional cable made with like conductive metal, is that the fiber optic cable is transmitting light waves, right?
Exactly. It's transmitting light through a very, very thin glass or plastic tube, slightly thicker than a human hair. And because it's transmitting light rather than electrical signals, you can get lossless transmission over further distances. So the signal is going to stay just as strong and you're not going to lose any data with a longer cable if it's fiber optic. And also, since it's not an electrical signal, it's immune to any electromagnetic interference.
Yeah, you can go, basically you can go longer, better, faster, stronger. It's that song, yes. But for cables.
For cables, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Now, what we're focusing on in this Wikipedia article is the core of a fiber optic cable. So a cable is obviously made up of a couple different layers of things.
Right. So the core that we're talking about, as Scott mentioned, is either like glass or plastic. So like silica or like some other kind of glass. And then around the core are what's called cladding, and then a coating, and then a buffer or a jacket. And all of these things are still like very small. It's not like, it doesn't like get to be the size of your like pinky finger or anything necessarily. But the core is as small as 9
micrometers. Yeah.
Meters. Yeah. So like Scott said, think about one human hair. I'm like looking at my hair right now like an idiot. Think about like one human hair and then 3 additional layers of insulation basically around it.
With the largest layer being about 100 times the thickness of the initial core. So like a human hair coated in layers up to 100 times as thick as a human hair, which is something you can actually like manipulate and deal with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So that is what that whole package is a fiber optic strand or a fiber optic cable. And they're used in like a lot of different ways, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I just didn't know if you want to take it or if you want me to keep, like, going through some uses of fiber optics.
Sure. Well, like we said, light travels through, lasers travel through, and you can also translate different types of data into, you know, transmittable information through a fiber optic cable, including audio and just, you know, I don't know, data? Like, what would you say?
Signals,
sure.
Yeah.
The application with audio that I'm familiar with is what's called an ADAT cable, A-D-A-T, and it's an optical cable, usually with like a red light shining through it. Like if you look at the end of the cable, it has a red light coming out, and you can transmit up to 8 channels of audio through this one cable when normally you'd be able to transmit like a channel on a audio cable, you know? It's like very... like high capacity and high quality transmission.
If you're trying to picture what these things look like when they're on, they are also actually used for decorative purposes. So like if you've ever seen those little toys that light up and they look like kind of like wavy little fronds, and then the light only comes out of the very end of the little strands, mm-hmm. that's a fiber optic cable. And one of the uses for things like that, and like the cool thing about it is that like normally you would expect that if you have like a light source, so you know it's like a little flashlight with a bunch of fiber optic cables on it. If you have a light source and you're sending it through what is essentially a tube, you would expect that tube to like bleed light everywhere.
Right.
But what fiber optic cables do is the light stays contained in the little core and only comes out the end of the tube. So that's why you see them lit up on the ends of the strands and not like diffusing light everywhere.
Right.
And that actually has practical applications for instruments, especially in the medical field, where you need to get light from like if you need to be like deep in someone's body with like a scope. And you don't want to just have a very, very long flashlight, because by the time the light gets to the end of the tube, it's refracted off of reflected and refracted a lot. And you've lost the intensity of the light by the time it gets to the end of the tube. Right. But if you have a fiber optic cable that runs through that instrument, you can shine a very bright light very far away from the light source.
Nice.
It's cool.
Good explanation.
Oh, thank you.
And then I'll just go one step further to say that the core that we're talking about is that glass or plastic, and the light bounces through it because the cladding that immediately surrounds the core is made of a material that reflects the light at a certain angle through the core.
And it's called an evanescent wave.
Yeah.
Which is a very lovely sounding concept.
Right. That's basically like an oscillating wave. So that means like bouncing back and forth through the tube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So now that we know everything there is to know about the science of fiber optics.
Uh-huh.
How do we mash it together with RegStep?
Well, the words that make up the structure of a single mode fiber optic cable work well with that harder, faster, stronger format that you mentioned. You can just do core, cladding, cloning, buffer.
I mean, I don't hate that. It's pretty funny.
It could be something about like lasers and lights, because that's common at like a dubstep festival.
Yeah. I am sure there's a ton of fiber optics employed like at like clubs and stuff.
Sure.
For the atmosphere. I think we can either go the direction of just like recording a couple spare words that you can like roboticize and like put into the song.
Yeah.
Or we could still try to pick a lyric from Soccer Time, Soccer Time.
Yeah.
I don't know that any of them like super work.
Oh, yeah, we investigated the 1999 option, and fiber optics were really invented in, like, the 70s, so
yeah,
doesn't work too well.
No, doesn't really work. I think the only one that really works is the, like, we gonna play.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a combination of like core cladding, coding, whatever the last one was.
Buffer.
And then we gonna play?
We gonna play. I don't know. Sure, that works. And then the other idea I had was the lyric is we got a beach and we gonna play, right?
Yeah.
We could just substitute the word beach for core or optical fiber. We got a core and we gonna play.
Does that feel like it's in the spirit of Song Salad?
Yes, it's in the spirit of Song Salad, not in the spirit of Reg Step.
Yeah. Okay, I think, I don't know. Let's talk, we can talk off mic about whether or not you think that half of the lyric will be effective or not.
Well, here's the other idea that we could like shoehorn in. We could say the concept of this song is a dance festival on a beach in Jamaica.
It feels a little distant.
With fiber optic cables.
Yeah, I think we're really reaching for that.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's stop here. I'll go at least start putting together dubstep synthesizers, and then we can figure out how much of our previous song we want to use or not.
Cool. I think that sounds good. I'm going to go listen to it again.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So we're keeping it simple lyrically.
Great.
We are remixing We Gonna Play from our previous song.
Just We Gonna Play.
Yes, just that part of the lyric. And then we can record the words core, cladding, coding, and buffer, which all have like, you know, some nice consonants and also like a good rhythm, I think.
Yeah.
And we can like play with how digitized like those become.
You know what's awesome? Zoom just like glitched out while you were saying play with how digitized. So it's like play with how digitized.
Amazing. Thank you, so, universe.
Yes. Continue.
I think we should have a DJ name.
Ooh.
And I, because like, right? Like, that's like the whole thing is like, if you're not really writing the, if you're remixing the song, it's like, the song is by whoever the DJ or producer is.
Right.
So I think we could be DJ Evanescent Wave.
Of course.
Which is very cool.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Or we could call the song Evanescent Wave.
Mm.
But I thought the song, it might be fun to call it Transmit the Beat.
Transmit the Beat.
You're sending the beat faster and more efficiently than ever before.
Yeah. The one counterpoint I have to that that the titles of like the example songs and the other songs we found are usually like reggae in a way, like Jammin', Kingston Town, Raga Bomb, like they sound Rastafari in their names, you know? So could we do so, like transmitting da beat or something, you know, like
it could be transmit da beat.
Transmit or, da beat. I do like.
Yeah. Or like, oh man. I don't know. I think transmit da beat is probably the fastest. Oh my god.
It's pretty fast.
It is very fast. It's probably the best we're gonna get. Good point though. It should sound like a Rasta title.
Yeah. I like Transmit Da Beat.
Okay, bye.
By Evanescent Wave.
Evanescent Wave.
Yeah, cool. That's a good producer name.
Yes, awesome.
Okay.
Tell me about these beats that we're transmitting.
Yeah, so I'm sampling the We Gonna Play. I'm also sampling the intro to our Soccer Time song, which has like that actual reggae beat and bass line to it, and also has a little bit of my classic vocal styling improvising in the beginning just without a lyric to sound like yeah. So I'll include that a little bit. I'll record myself doing the core cladding, coding, and buffer, and I'll like robotize it, you know. And then for the layers that I'm including for the dubstep elements, I obviously have a couple different like wobble basses or like these like vacuum basses, one of which has a like vocal quality to it, which you hear a lot in dubstep, where it sounds almost like vocal formants in the synthesizer sound going like, wow, 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 yeah, wow, you know?
Yeah.
So here's a couple of those bass sounds I'm using.
Cool.
And then the other synthesizer textures are going to be like a sort of middle range synthesizer arpeggio. So here's that.
Cool.
And an upper register synthesizer lead, like melodic line. So here's that.
Awesome.
And then in addition to the existing reggae beat, there will be a electronic dubstepified reggae beat that sounds a little bit more like reggaeton than reggae, just because it has that four on the floor drive to it, but that's kind of what you need to like transform the genre. So here's the beat.
Awesome.
That's it.
I love it.
Hey, we're ready.
I think we are.
Here is Transmit Da Beat by Evanescent Wave.
A reg step song.
About core, parentheses, optical fiber, and parentheses.
Don't touch them.
By Shannon and Scott.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a beat, man. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Platinum. Cocaine. Buffer.
We gonna play. We gonna play.
Core. Platinum. Cocaine. Buffer.
To name this song Can't Touch This. Or Don't Touch This.
Can't Touch This, in parentheses, especially don't ingest this. That'll be our own like personal title for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just love the idea that you think the most dangerous thing in the world is a fiber optic cable.
I didn't say the most dangerous thing in the world.
I'm just playing with hyperbole here.
I've just always been a little spooked by them. And
whenever you go to like a friend's house that you haven't been to before, you go in their living room and you like kind of back away slowly from the TV. You're like, are those fiber optic cables? Yeah, I'll just be over here.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit on the other side of the room and not touch your TV. I feel slightly foolish and I feel slightly vindicated.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Like those things are, you know, like those toys that Scott and I were mentioning that have like the little fiber optic strands that you like shake them and stuff that light up. Like those, you give those to kids. And so they can't. And like, I don't know. I always just thought like, wow, so risky. Like,
Well, let me ease your mind and assure you that those are probably plastic and not glass.
Yeah. You're right.
And they're also thicker. So I'm sure it's harder to like injure yourself even if they were glass.
Yeah. Look, I'm just saying science is scary. Be careful.
Science is scary. That is true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. Yeah. But also be careful in your attic.
Yeah. Don't, that's
where the real danger is.
Fiberglass, though. Fiberglass, though.
But fiberglass, though.
Yeah. 2020, but fiberglass, though.
That's our new slogan for 2020 because, like, you thought 2020 revealed to you everything that was dangerous in this world, but no, you forgot one thing. But fiberglass, though.
Remember how our slogan at the beginning of the year was eat the year?
Eat the year, don't eat the fiberglass. That's eat the year, but not the fiberglass, though.
Especially not the fiberglass. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for joining us this week.
Yes. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate especially all of our amazing patrons. If you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/songsalad. But you can also support us just by recommending us to friends or giving us a review or following us on Twitter at SongSaladCast or on Facebook at SongSaladPodcast-the Produce Section.
Reminder to our patrons, if you are a $10 and up Patreon donor or you want to become one, you can submit genre and topic suggestions for our salad bowl, and every other episode now is going to be a salad bowl episode, so we're going to start moving through your suggestions a lot quicker.
Yeah, and I'll send out a message on Patreon to remind people too.
Cool. Twitter at Song Salad Cast, Facebook, Song Salad Podcast.
I did this. Have you been eating fiberglass again?
Oh no, it went straight to my head. Shout out to Ireland. Apparently you're listening to us a lot. We're the number 194th ranked comedy podcast in Ireland. So keep it up, Ireland.
Is that good? There are probably only 200 of them. Like
then there's six that we're beating.
I guess so. But yeah, hey, if you're in Ireland, happy you're here. Give us a shout.
Yeah. Until next time.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And this has been Song Salad.
Eat.
Your.
Not fiberglass.
Not fiberglass.
1, 2, 3, 4.